If you watch cooking shows like Top Chef on TV, then you may have heard of sous vide. It's a technique that involves slow cooking food in vacuum-sealed plastic bags to preserve the juices and prevent overcooking. Sous vide was once the province of restaurant chefs and home cooks willing to shell out hundreds for fancy water ovens. Now, do-it-yourselfers are cooking sous vide with their own inexpensive rigs. John Kalish reports.
People who cook at home with sous vide setups tend to rave about their steaks.
I do not buy steaks at restaurants anymore because we can make them much better this way.
And their fish.
Once you've cooked a perfect piece of salmon, you'll never want to eat salmon at a restaurant anymore because it's always going to be overcooked. Unless they're doing sous vide, of course.
You can also cook fruit and vegetables in a sous vide cooker. This woman was in ecstasy after trying pears that had been poached for 16 hours.
It slides across your mouth like a spoonful of custard. It's such a bright flavor. It's like a bright summer day. It's eating summer.
That's Lisa Chu. She and her physicist fiancé make an $80 kit that attaches to cheap kitchen appliances, such as coffee makers or crock pots, and turns them into sous vide cookers. When their Ember kit is assembled, it consists of a small box with a digital display. Chu was cooking eggs at a gathering of DIYers called Maker Faire in New York. She was using a small, inexpensive deep fryer filled with water. Devotees of sous vide cooking often gush about eggs cooked this way.
Look at that. The whites are still runny, and I just peel them back and reveal the custardy yolk, which is like unnaturally delicious. Oh, baby.
Chu's kit for hacking kitchen appliances has 23 pages of instructions, so it's not for the electronically inept. It took Matt McNamara, an investment manager in Manhattan, an hour and a half to put his sous vide kit together. He connected his to a $20 coffee urn.
I had very simple criterion. Heating element holds water.
The night I dropped by, McNamara was getting ready to cook 2-inch-thick strip steaks. Each was placed in a special Ziploc bag that had a valve for pumping the air out.
The first time I tried chicken, I was very conservative, but I also had it turned up too high. And it just came out kind of like a softball. So it was just, you know, solid, bunched-up chicken breast protein.
The long cooking times, 48 hours is not uncommon, require precise control of the temperature. Eric Wilhelm runs the DIY website Instructables.com. He posted a recipe for beef ribs that are in a sous vide cooker for 2 days at 135 degrees. But even after all those hours in the so-called meat jacuzzi, the ribs still need to be finished.
One of the things that doesn't happen when you cook stuff sous vide is you don't get browning reactions on the outside of the meat. You don't get that good, it's done smell because the temperature doesn't go high enough. And so what you do is once you've cooked something sous vide, you often finish it like on a grill or in a very hot skillet or with a blowtorch.
With a PhD in mechanical engineering, Wilhelm is no slouch as a DIYer, but he nevertheless opted to purchase a $120 temperature controller to connect to the large rice cooker that is part of his home sous vide setup. There's a lot more DIY in Dustin Andrews' sous vide cooking system. A software engineer and self-described maker in Duval, Washington, Andrews fills a styrofoam beer cooler with water and heats it with a submersible aquarium heater he hacked for the job. And instead of buying a temperature controller, Andrews wrote some code and soldered some microchips to a circuit board to make his own.
Why would I buy something when I could spend twice as much money on electronic components and then spend 2 weekends building one?
For those interested in sous vide cooking at home but not inclined to go the DIY route, small ones can now be found online for $300. For NPR News, I'm John Kalish in New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.